we after watching the tape, there's a lot of things we need to correct and keep working on. Thought there were some positive moments more in the second half. We were able to put together a couple of decent drives, played more competitively on defense, and got a few things straightened out in the kicking game. So, like with any game, there's always some positives and some negatives, and there were plenty of both in last night's game. I think the big thing for us is to just, we just need to keep working and keep correcting, making sure that we get everything as ready as we can for next week and the opener against Kansas City. Take the things that happen, whether they be technique mistakes, just scheme errors or situational plays, and make sure that we coach them up and everybody understands them, and we're able to move forward. I think that the players are trying to work hard, and they're trying to, get everything, do everything the right way, and, we just, obvious, we still got a ways to go, to be executing as efficiently as we need to be in all three phases of the game. So we'll just keep plugging away and, like I said, try to take any of the positives and build on them and take the things that we need to get corrected and spend more time on them and try to get them to a higher level of performance.
Coach, it seemed like Teddy Bruschi had the green dot for the defensive headset. Did you employ that last night at all? And if so, how did it go?
We used the headset with Teddy and Mike Vrabel, both of them in the game in the first half, well, a little bit in the third quarter. And we used it a little bit last week against Tampa in pregame, not actually during the game, but to be on the road and all that. So I think it's a learning experience for everyone. And, we know more about it now and, have at least a game under our belts to try to figure out what's the best way to utilize it and, how to make it advantageous and how to keep it from being a problem or, another log on the fire that we really don't need. So we'll talk about that this week and try to figure out the best plan, if we can make it a productive, utilize it productively, we will, and if we can't, then we won't. So we'll just have to see how that goes or try to decide what's the most efficient way to do it.
So L. Hobbs mentioned last night that he feels like it's a lot of little mistakes that they're making defensively, especially, that end up looking like big things. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, a lot of the little things lead to bigger things, and a lot of things that we do well, and then at maybe another point in the game, we don't do it well, and then it ends up being a problem. So, but I think that I think that's true in not just the defensive side of the ball. I think it's true in all three phases of the game that little things can add up to be big things, and I think there's a certain amount of that that's occurring. Yes.
Bill, do you chalk those little things up to fundamentals like Ellis did last night? Are those all fundamental errors?
No, I think they come in a lot of forms. It's fundamentals are part of it, but it's also some of its situations and assignments and little variations in an assignment and there's little things like that. Fundamentals are a part of it too. That goes for all of us, not just the players, the coaches, and play calling, and just making sure that little things are in place, and then that gives the big things a chance to fall into place. Where sometimes little things are skewed, then it's hard for the big things, and they don't quite fit right, and then there's a problem with them. So we can all do a better job of that.
Bill, with the issues you had last night in special teams, was the player Guskowski at least reassuring that you got some consistency there, that it's building and it's growing?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear all that question. Could you give it to me one more time, please?
Sure, Bill. With the issues you had last night with special teams, and particularly in kick coverage, punt coverage, were you pleased about Gostkowski's play, and his consistency?
Yeah, I think Steve's kicked the ball well. I think he's kicked it well in all three games, kickoffs and field goals when he's had an opportunity to. So last night was, I thought he did a good job of kicking the ball last night too. You know, he's strung three together, and I think he's having a good camp. He's kicking the ball well. Had a good all season. He had a good spring, and he's been pretty consistent all the way through this year. You know, even going back to May.
Bill, do you have any further update on Wes Welker? We understand he suffered a rib injury last night.
No, I don't have an update.
Bill, can you give us an evaluation of the play you got in the second half, particularly in that fourth quarter, from some of the receivers who were on the field, you know, CJ and maybe Chad Jackson as well?
I thought at the end of the game that offensively we were able to string some positive plays together, more so than we had certainly in the first half. And some of that were the receivers making catches. You know, Chad and C.J. Jones both went up and, went up and got balls that very aggressively that were good catches. Ray Ventrone had a couple, catch and run plays, and I thought he ran hard with the ball after he caught it. Dave Thomas and Tyson DeVree and those guys, showed up on a few plays as well. So, overall, I thought the receivers, made some plays, either, going up and aggressively getting the ball or catch and run kind of plays. A couple third down conversions, a couple red area plays, long balls. So, that was encouraging. You like to see receivers go get the ball regardless of, what quarter it is or, who's guarding them or who's throwing it or anything else, and then run with it after they get it. And so I thought those were, those are positives, probably a little better than we have in the two previous games.
Coach, does it affect the execution of the play or the way that you would like to see plays run when you don't have your starting quarterback in with your first team?
Well, no, we teach all the plays the same regardless of who's in there. And When you're in training camp, you have a lot of different people alternating through at every position, so it's not always the same group of guys running any play. And that's in all three phases of the game, and everybody learns how to run it, and they change interchange during practice. So I think we all should know what to do, and of course the timing with the same guys all the time, gives you a chance to refine it and perfect it a little bit more, but no, I think we should still be able to run those. Everybody's had a chance to run them, and we've been through them enough times, and that's part of football too, is sometimes mixing and matching players for one reason or another, that it's not always the exact same players in the game running the same plays, and actually we like to see them with different players because it sometimes makes the play look a little bit different, and you get a little different perspective on how it's going to work with, when different people are doing it. So, everybody's got to be ready to go and run the offense or the defense, whatever the play is, but run the offense. And, we certainly don't want to be changing plays when one person comes in the lineup and somebody else goes out. So everybody's got to learn how to do it, and that's what our system is. So this is a good opportunity for everybody to get that chance to do it in practice and then, do it in live competition in the preseason.
Bill, did you see a little spark in the offense in that second when Gutierrez came in and was able to string together plays?
Yes, I thought, it was better in the second half. I thought when, Matt Castle was in there, we had our moments, but unfortunately we had some negative plays in those drives. A couple of them, really wasn't too much he could do anything about. But, we had some penalties. We had seven penalties on offense, and I think six of those were in Philadelphia's territory, so you know we're in some kind of scoring zone or close to being in a scoring zone. And then a couple other negative plays, negative running plays and penalties, and a couple sacks. So we ended up in a lot of long yardage situations, more than we would like. And in the second half, it just seemed like we had more positive plays, fewer negative plays, less long yardage, some second and third down conversions, and we were running up in third and long, it seemed like, every series. And that's a good formula to moving the ball ahead and scoring some points. So and Matt did a good job of that, but so did the other players that were out there with him. It wasn't all him, but he did his part and did a good job on it too. So I think everybody deserves a little bit of credit on that.
Coach, talking to some of the players last night, they were saying that they've put last season, good and bad, out of their minds. And I'm wondering, from your perspective, how do you sort of make sure that players aren't living in the past and they're living in the present in terms of preparing for this season and focusing on what they have to get done?
Well, that's pretty much all we talk about. We just talk about what's going on now and what we have to do and what we're working on. And, we don't really make much reference to a lot of historical stuff. It's kind of the here and now. What's going on right now? What do we have to do? How can we improve something? What's our challenge ahead? How do we meet that challenge? How do we prepare for it? That's pretty much all we talk about. That's what our focus is. So I hope the players would be on that and would follow that, because that's really about all that we talk about.
Is there pressure to sort of match that that last year's regular season? Does that put any additional pressure to go undefeated during a season this year?
I mean, right now the only thing we're thinking about is getting ready for the Giants on Thursday night and preparing for the opener against Kansas City. And this is really the only time we kind of look ahead. Not that we're looking ahead past the Giants, but we're getting ready for the opener, and the Giants game is part of getting ready for the opener. So to some degree they're interrelated, but that's really all we're thinking about right now. It's not about last year's record or this year's record or anything else. We're just trying to get ready to play a regular season schedule, starting with Kansas City, 2 weeks from tomorrow. So that's what's front and center for us.
Two final questions.
So the offensive line seemed like it struggled last night. Is that just a little bit because of the unfamiliarity? I mean, there's so many guys, both starters and your top reserves, who are on the shelf right now, and Carlton and Wellborn are still pretty new to the team. Is that maybe a part of the unfamiliarity?
I think there are probably a couple plays that you might be able to attribute to that, but overall, I'd say that Philadelphia's got a good defense. They're well coached. They've got good players. They've got a good scheme. And they created some situations for us that were less than optimum. We had a little trouble handling. Some of it was, it was a combination of things. So I think our offensive line, as I said, kind of got a little bit better as the game, went along. We need to get off to a faster start and be more productive earlier than we've been in the last couple of weeks. So I don't want to minimize that, but I think that something that, there's no real shortcut to it. We're just going to have to work our way through it and keep working and just work better together as a total offensive unit, not just the backs, or not just the linemen, but the backs and the tight ends and, all the people that are involved. And, I think the players have a good attitude about it. They're working hard. They're trying to, get the little things done right so the big things will fall into place and be consistent and dependable with it. But it's obvious that we're not there yet, and we're we're working hard to get to that point.
Your final question?
Bill, if Tom is unable to go in that last preseason game, does this present, you know, maybe more of an opportunity for a guy like Gutierrez to get an extended look? And are you concerned if Tom does not get, you know, a snap in preseason?
Well, I don't think there's any question that if, you know, if certain players don't play, that then the other players at that position get more of an opportunity to play, whatever spot that is. And that's something that Matt Castle and Goot and Kevin, you know, I think all look for that opportunity to play their position and get a chance to perform and contribute and show what they can do. And, you know, last night we saw, you know, a little over a half with Cass and a little less than a half with Goot. And next week against the Giants, I'm sure we'll see Kevin get a chance to play some. And we'll, you know, figure out what the rest of the playing time is based on everybody's availability and so forth. And Tom, if he's, you know, if we decide to play him, then that'll be an opportunity for him. And if it's not, and if he doesn't, or we don't decide to play him, or he can't play, or whatever it is, then it'll be an opportunity for somebody else. And it's the same thing we talked about last year with Moss. You know, you'd like to have everybody out there all the time, the players that are. Work hard to get better. The players that aren't, work hard to get back out there and as soon as they can so that they can work with their teammates. So everybody's in one of those two categories, and whichever one they're in, they're, you know, they're trying to make the most of it to, you know, to improve. So, I mean, all the players fall into one of those two spots. That's where they're at.
All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Stacy.